Welcome to episode 4 of Startup Bizcast. It's June 2007. I'm Steve Mullen. Startup Bizcast features small business advice and education from small business owners and other experts. The podcast's home is www.startupbizcast.com. You know, no matter what kind of small business you run, it's critical to your growth to make sure people know about the services you offer. Small business strategies such as events or media relations or even smaller direct-to-the-consumer promotional tactics are key to making sure your business doesn't stagnate. I've mentioned on this podcast before that I'm a public relations professional. I'm also a big believer that no matter how much you think you might know, there's always someone out there who knows more. That's why I'm happy to welcome this episode's guest. Joe Slay is president of Slay Public Relations, a nationally recognized PR firm that has in its past and present client roster a number of Fortune 500 companies, but has also worked with smaller firms as well. Joe is an inductee in the Virginia Communications Hall of Fame and is co-founder of Fight SMA, an international nonprofit organization. I'm thrilled that Joe's agreed to be interviewed on Startup Bizcast, so let's get to it. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Thanks, Steve.
Joe, tell me a little bit about Slay Public Relations.
Slay Public Relations is a full-service communications firm, and by that I mean we do all manner of things for businesses of all sizes and in most every industry. We help companies tell their stories. We help companies figure out the best way to describe themselves to their various publics, to their audiences, and get that message out through the news media, through special events, through presentations, through trade shows, through the full range of ways that companies can interface with their customers and their publics.
Now, as PR professionals, this might be a bit of a hard question for us to discuss, but are there any things an entrepreneur can do to promote his or her own small business without having to hire someone like us?
I think that the best publicist, the best PR person, the best advocate for a small business is the owner herself or himself, the manager, the president. That's the person who knows the business the best. That's the person who has the most passion about it, who has a vision of where he or she wants to take that business. And I think agencies can be helpful for smaller businesses, and they can do useful chores. But the goal, I think, is to equip that CEO to be the best possible spokesperson. And in fact, the media wants to talk to that person more than they want to talk to a PR person who's representing the CEO or the company. So I think the job and the opportunity for an entrepreneur is to get a little better at representing his or her own business to the media. It's fun, too.
With the advent of the internet and social media like blogs and podcasts, do you find it's easier to get the word out about a company than it was, say, 10 years ago?
It's a very cluttered marketplace out there. A lot of people clamoring for attention. Millions of small businesses. Tens of thousands of larger, more heavily funded businesses that can afford big ad campaigns and that sort of thing. On the other hand, with the internet and with these new media that are out there, it's easier to pinpoint and kind of laser shot your efforts to the audiences that matter the most to you. I would think that, as it's been happening over the last 10 years or so, that the internet will be more and more the weapon of choice for small businesses. A competent website, some kind of outbound marketing through email, blogging. All these things take time, and there has to be a commitment from somebody in that business to maintain these things. But I think there's a tremendous payoff for it.
What are some of the things that small business owners should be doing to promote themselves?
The first thing I would do is have that required piece of literature when someone says, send me something, or they're sitting across the desk from me and say, do you have something I can take away? So even though we live in the internet electronic age, people still like to have something in their hand to toss into a folder. That's a missing element if it's not there. So a good, competent, printed piece about your business, I think, is still essential. Close after that is a website, because someone meets with you, and the first thing, or if they have a meeting coming up with you, they'll at the last minute go to your website, check you out, find out a little bit more about you, see what you look like, other customers, how you talk about yourself. So you do need to have a website. It needs to be refreshed, something put on there a few times a month at least for a small business, just to keep it lively. Those would be the first two things that I would push for. And always, and this is often overlooked, make sure your own people, whether you're a group of 5 or 10, knows what's going on in your business, and each of those people is equipped at least with a little elevator speech, you know, the 1 minute accounting of who you are, the cocktail party description of the company, so that your own people are able to represent the company out when they're in the public.
Now, in addition to leading Slay Public Relations, you and your wife launched a nonprofit back in the early 90s, Fight SMA. It's become an international organization. How is launching a nonprofit different than starting a business?
Well, you don't make any money. it is different. I mean, it's a labor of love. It requires things that have to be done, long hours, late evenings. In our case, we're working with a childhood disease, a neuromuscular disease called spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. And this is the number one genetic killer of children. It kills more kids under the age of two than any other inherited disorder. So it's a bad disease, and our job is twofold, is to get the word out about it so that others will find us and support us, and then just raise money. And we do that with special events and mailings and working with Congress to increase federal funding for SMA research. Launching a nonprofit is, I guess, a more emotional enterprise than launching a business, though launching a business certainly is a personal thing and takes a lot out of you as well. But you have to just know that the rewards are going to be intangible. In our case, working for a cure for a disease, we may not see that cure. It may come after we're gone. It may come sooner than that. So some of your goals are not the next quarter or the income statement for the first half of the year, but they're longer term. So you have to have an odd combination of urgency and passion, but also a real long view about what you're doing. Launching a business, we need to meet your payroll in 2 weeks. It's a little different. And there are similarities, but I think it's a matter of perspective. How do you look at the work that you're doing in both of those realms? And it's a little different.
Now, this will date you somewhat, and I apologize for that. But you told me back in the late 70s you had a newsletter that gave tips on small business management. How do you think small business management has changed since then?
Well, I'm kind of a traditionalist, I guess, and I think most of the issues and the questions and the problems that arise in a small business today arose back in the 70s and probably in the 1870s if I'd been there. Maybe I was there. The problems are mostly the same. Most of the problems are matters of aligning people with the proper tasks and the right levels of responsibility and the right expectations. Most of the issues in a small business, and I think surveys bear this out, have to do with people management. That's number one. Close behind that are the complicated human resource issues of benefits, which are grossly expensive for small businesses, participation in the business, what's a fair way for people to be paid, what do you do with equity, how much ownership should employees have, all of the healthcare related, child care related, 401ks, disability. It's tremendously complicated. I think the field has become intensified, too, because the expectations of small business from the regulatory agencies are higher than ever before. So it's a complicated enterprise, small business, mostly with people issues. How it's changed, I think the mechanics of communication, the mechanics of marketing, selling, advertising, internet, all of that, a whole new range of things that obviously no one even knew about in the 70s. In the 70s, people had, IBM Selectric 2 typewriters and maybe one of those disk-operated fax machines. Nobody had cell phones. Nobody really had laptops. Only a few businesses had their own computers. Mainframes were the main thing. It was a very different technological era. But the fundamental problems are the same. They're people-oriented.
Joe Slay, president of Slay Public Relations. Joe, thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure, Steve.
To learn more about Slay Public Relations, visit them on the web at www.slaypr.com. If you have feedback on this episode, a question about the podcast, or even a suggested topic for a future show, please contact me. You can email to info@startupbizcast.com, or even better, leave a voicemail message. The number to call is 206-984-0860. That's 206-984-0860. You can find that number on the Startup Bizcast website as well. Another way to leave feedback is to help me out by completing a survey I'm conducting. The listener survey is completely anonymous and will help me learn a lot more about who's listening to Startup Bizcast so I can present better information for you. It only takes a few minutes, so please head over to startupbizcast.com and click on the link on the right side of the page that says Audience Survey. I'd really, really appreciate it. That's a wrap for episode 4 of Startup Bizcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Mullen.